USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination continues today in Washington. As Democrats praise Judge Jackson's record, Republicans are not making it easy for her. Senator Blackburn asked the judge to define a woman. Ms. Jackson said she couldn't, as she's not a biologist. Senator Josh Hawley, after pointing out her soft-on-crime stance, stated he can no longer support her nomination. It should be noted the Democrats can't put her on the Supreme Court without any Republican support because of their numbers in Washington. NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg spoke with reporters on Wednesday ahead of an emergency summit in Brussels, exactly 1 month after Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
We face a new reality for our security, so we must reset our deterrence and defense for the longer term. NATO leaders will reaffirm our support to Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pap. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The computer chip shortage around the world has Intel Corporation taking the offensive stance.
Shutdowns of factories during the COVID-19 pandemic, combined with high demand and unstable supply chains, have created a global semiconductor chip shortage. CEO of Intel, Patrick Gelsinger, tells Fox Business that they're investing in manufacturing to combat the shortage.
We're not just going to manufacture chips for our purposes, but we're going to manufacture wafers for the industry as well and become a major U.S. Foundry supplier, opening the doors of our fabs wide and something that we think is essential.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Madeleine Albright, a child refugee who fled the Nazis, then rose to power to become the first female U.S. Secretary of State. She died Wednesday of cancer. She was 84 years old. Albright was a central figure in President Bill Clinton's administration. She earned praise from both sides of the aisle. USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Prince William and Kate Middleton, during their official meeting with Jamaica Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Wednesday, was given Jamaica's intentions. Holness directly addressed the country's intention to break away from the British monarchy, referencing the anti-colonial protests that took place amid the couple's arrival in Jamaica on Tuesday. Holness is calling for the country to drop William's grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, as head of state. For the first time in American history, a Supreme Court nominee has been selected by the president based on skin tone and gender. Ketanji Brown Jackson is being questioned this week for the nation's highest court. Judge Jackson, questioned by Senator Blackburn on what the definition of a woman is, the nominee would not answer the question, saying she was not a biologist. Here's some of the exchange from Senator Josh Hawley on the soft-on-crime record.
Why didn't you apply the enhancements as they were asked for?
Senator, I've answered this question many times from many senators who've asked me, so I'll stand on what I've already said.
So you have nothing to add about why these crimes, why these images, in your view, do not signal an especially heinous or egregious child pornography offense?
Later in the day, Senator Hawley went on Fox News to say he can no longer support Judge Jackson's nomination.
Crimes against children, this is somebody who apologizes to the criminals. This is someone who has handed out one lenient sentence after another, especially when it comes to these child sex crimes. And frankly, this is somebody who I just can't support.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.